Good morning and many blessings, ladies and gentlemen, from Reiku P. Blackheart, your favorite protector of energy, your favorite neighborhood witch. And I'm here again with another episode of my Sunday Detox. We're going to be talking about protecting your energy and how you can transfer your energy for the next person or the next being. And today, I actually have a friend with me who's going to also talk about protecting Black energy today. Dean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell us about yourself.
Yes, sir. Oh, you know, my name is Darian. I'm a Leo. I like long walks on the beach, ladies. I'm just playing. I am, however, your neighborhood funny man, though. You know, I'm a typical, as they say my energy is genuine. Personally, they say my vibe is genuine. That's how people, in my opinion, magnetized to me. I personally keep my energy as positive as I possibly can at all times. To me, that just is just a more drama-free, less problematic life. You know, smooth out guy. That's me, working man, Black man. Black man representing the brothers. I'm saying, that's it.
Awesome, awesome. So, my last episode, I was talking about how thoughts are energy and how negative thoughts can affect your whole day. If we are talking on the aspect of protecting your energy and we allow one negative thought to ruin the entire day, how can we protect ourselves once that one negative energy come in?
You gotta find your own personal happy place, happy space, happy moment, whatever. I'm gonna give you an example. It's gonna be different for everybody. For me personally, I like to laugh. I got a kind of a philosophy on life that's like, you know, no matter what, the most genuine thing you can possibly do all day is just smile or make somebody else smile. So when I'm in a space where negative energy is affecting like my emotional state or my thoughts or whatever, what I like to do is try to find an opportunity where I can be in a space, smile or laugh. For example, if I'm angry, I try to go sit down and maybe watch a funny TV show or a funny movie, or you know, go scroll on Facebook and look for something funny video to make me laugh. What have you. Whatever it takes to get me out of that personal negative space, because I know that's what works for me. So everybody, every person got to find, you know, what works for them to get them out of that dark space for that moment. And if you get yourself out of that dark space for that moment, that will change the trajectory of your entire day, in my opinion.
I understand. In my last episode, I was definitely talking about how your first thought of the day can dictate the rest of the entire day. Like, if you wake up and you just, God, I gotta go to work today. It can just dictate everything else that comes. And every negative thought that we have kind of, you know, brings in what else you're gonna have the rest of the day. So if you start off the day with a negative thought and stuff, you're gonna end up getting those negative things happening. So how, if you are on a path to help yourself to get out of that negative mind state, or if you are trying to find a way to stop thinking negative, what would you suggest to a person who is trying to get out of that bad funk?
You just gotta realize that not just you, your energy, your person, your soul, your energy, but everything around you is energy. Just like you said that one example of, I got to work today, and you don't feel like going to work today. You knew yesterday that you had to go to work today. You knew that. So it's all about changing your mindset. It's all about saying, man, instead of saying, damn, I got to go to work today, wake up with some fire-ass music with your favorite artist, jam out to that while you're brushing your teeth to it, and it gets you in the mode, and you just get the you know what I'm saying? You just get the chilling, just get lit, get live in the morning. Who said it's too early in the morning to let that music blare? I turn on my little speaker, my little Bluetooth speaker in the crib. I turn on my playlist. I got a playlist for everything. Sometimes I got a little morning wake up playlist to get me hyped, you know, like some Meek Mill or something. get yourself started for the day. That changed your entire mindset. Versus, imagine if I woke up morning just like, gotta go to work. Like, I already know I gotta go to work. Ain't nothing. It's not gonna change, so I might as well make the best. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take lemons and make lemonade out of that.
So basically, you just gotta find the positive out of everything and every day.
Yeah, it ain't nothing, because there's nothing specific, because every person, their what's positive to them is gonna be different. What works for me ain't gonna necessarily work for you. You might not wanna watch something funny when you're mad. You might not wanna jam out to music when you wake up. You might wanna do X, Y, Z when you wake up. Some people smoke when they wake up. That ain't what I do. Some people smoke to change to get their day started. Or some people might have a little drink. They might have a little mimosas. You know, I don't drink mimosas like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's different for everybody. So you gotta navigate through your. Sometimes you gotta sit down and reflect on the things that make you happy, the little things. I don't think enough people take the time to figure out what little things make you happy for those little moments. Once you figure it out for yourself, you're going to have a much more prosperous day on a day-to-day basis.
So would you agree that basically most people find it easier to think negative than it is to think positive?
Absolutely. It's very easy. It's very easy to think negatively. A lot of people don't want to put in the work to think positive. You got to put in the work on a path to positivity if you're a negative thinker. You gotta put in the work. It ain't easy. I'm not saying this shit gonna be easy, but if you don't wanna wake up every morning with that gloomy cloud over your head, so the change start with you. You gotta break old habits. Break them habits that make you think negatively, that make you think about old sad situations. Cut that off, let that go, and think about what's positive, what's ahead, because you still gotta go through the day today. And guess what? When you go to sleep tonight and you wake up tomorrow, you still gotta get through tomorrow too. But you gotta figure out how you gonna pop through them days. Exactly. But I'm gonna tell you how you not gonna pop through them days, doing the same negative stuff that holds you back mentally and emotionally that you're doing that doesn't work. So try to change it up. People be too scared to change it up. Don't throw yourself a curveball.
So
it won't work out for you.
So a question I have for you. So the question I have for you is this. Do you feel like most people actually fear fear, or do they fear success?
I don't think that's a question you can ask. I don't think that's a question that you could just umbrella for most people. I think that's going to be something that's different for everybody. And I think for everybody, it's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of both. I think people fear fear. I think people fear success. If you say you don't have no fears, I kind of think that's a lie. Most people have a fear of whatever it may be. Everybody got a fear. Some people got a fear of spiders. Some people got a fear of failure. Some people got a fear of success. What happens if I get too successful? You start overthinking. We got a lot of people in our age group, a lot of people in our society that are chronic overthinkers. So no matter what, whether it's good or bad, they're going to overthink about the situation. They can win $1 million in the lottery. They're going to overthink about it. Like, oh, I got to cover my face. They're going to be coming at me. They're going to be trying to kill me. Like, they're going to be asking me for money. Like, if you're overthinking, calm down, relax, chill out, bask in the moment. Relax, slow down.
And I think that's the reason why a lot of people are just making it easier for them to think negative and have negativity, because of the fact of it being, we overthink. Our generation, we're overthinkers. And overthinking is, honestly, it generates a lot of energy, good and bad. But the bad energy overweighs everything else. So we actually have to take more time to embrace the moment. We live so much in society with, you know, technology and social media, where we sitting here overlooking people's pages, lurking, overthinking. And that overthinking is causing us to be negative.
Just like I said, the negative energy can outweigh the positive energy if you let it, because it's easy. Just like we were just saying, it's real easy to let that negative energy. It's real easy for me to think about the negative side of everything that happens throughout my day, as opposed to the positive side. I'm going to give you an example. With the job that I do, when it gets slow, you got a lot of people that complain that it's slow, like, oh, it's so slow, it's so boring, I don't have nothing to do, oh, it's so boring, I can't think. I don't know. I think I'm going to just go home early because I'm so bored. That's how they think. Me, I love it when it's slow because what I think is, oh, it's slow. This is free money. I ain't going home because you're paying me to do exactly what I would have did at home for free. That's just flipping the switch on you because I can easily think about it how they do, but I'd rather think about it in a positive way. And as a result, stay at work, you know, when it's slow. I'm like, if it's slow, I can get some work done. I can read some books, pay some bills, or whatever, whatever. So you just got to, it's just a mindset change, man. And it's little by little. You got to work on it, man. Like, people as individuals, like, I didn't wake up overnight and was just a positive person. It was just a gradual thing that kind of happened when coming up that I just, my aura is just all positive. I try to be positive everything.
So,
I try to.
So even then, because we both work in the same industry, it was how we met each other. When it comes down to it, would you consider yourself more of an empath? Do you feel other people's energy and what vibes they got going on?
Definitely. Absolutely. I can feel people's energy from a mile away. Like, some people, you got a lot of people that don't believe in energy cores and all of that. And that's cool if you don't believe in that, but I'm telling you, if you sat and just kind of focused for a second, you can feel people's energy when they come up to you, when they approach you, feel it. Sometimes people got an energy that's like, it's like a heavy, dark energy, and you're like, I ain't really gonna like this individual. And then you say to yourself, I'm gonna give this person a chance anyway, and then usually your indication ends up being right. And then you have other people that are on the flip side that you can run into, and you be like, oh, I know, I can tell I'm gonna like this person. Like, they real, I'm telling you, they gonna be real cool. That's the kind of person that I want to be friends with, that I want to hang with. This person made me laugh. This person made me feel positive vibes. Vibes is everything. If I'm dating a girl and the vibe ain't there, and I got to, like, force the vibe, you ain't the one for me. Because the energy that I know that I give off, I have to force it. It's just natural. It just comes out. So if yours don't come out and speak to me, it ain't it. You ain't it.
So,
I can kind of,
in our kind of industry, in retail, hospitals, as an empath, as a young black man, how do you protect your energy? Especially being an empath, you know that we absorb other people's energy, even if it's just momentarily. How do you protect yourself?
Well, just like I was just speaking on, couple of seconds ago, with anything else, you gotta have your head on the swivel with your energy. You gotta be vigilant with your energy. If you have somebody that is a negative person that's gonna come in, let's say you got those people that no matter what you achieve in life, they'd be like, oh, let's say you bought a new car. They'd be like, oh, you got a nice car, but the wheels is ugly. You got, you know, you just accomplished this. You went to college, but it wasn't university, though. It was community college. If it's people like that, you got to cut that kind of energy off quick and fast as possible, because that's like cutting off the fat. Those are the kind of people that hold you back from your, not only just like your success, but like your own personal positivity. You ever been in a room full of negative people? Family members, in most cases,
ooh, yeah.
The family members that just have the evil eye for you or other people, and you can feel it. Like, when you're in the room, you can feel the death glare that they're giving another person, that they don't like them for whatever success that they're envious of. You can feel their envy. Like, you can feel their envy in the air. Like, it's hard to describe if you never sat down and just kind of, like, focus on what's going on around. If you focus on what's going on around you, you can protect all of that we're talking about. Another way you can protect your energy is by, and this is the hardest thing in the world to do, is controlling your own energy that you omit and controlling your emotions. Controlling your emotions is, to me, is probably one of the hardest things I've ever worked on within myself. I think it's the hardest thing to work on for people. Choose how you react to certain situations. Choose how you navigate through certain situations. There's always a different way you could have went about something. There's always a different way you could have said something. There's always a different way you could have handled something. But, you know, a lot of us, our emotions, we just want to eat. We go quick. Mm-hmm. So if you master controlling emotions, that's another way of protecting your own energy, because you can keep your energy popular pretty much whatever you want to.
That is true.
Because you too can be in the way of your own positive energy. You yourself can be in the way of your own positive energy.
And that's just one thing that I also say as a woman, especially as a black woman in society, the hardest thing that we can do is control our emotions. And we've already had a lot of stuff in dealing with, you know, oppression. And then now with all these black guys who are basically, you know, saying, you know, this is why we don't date within our own race. So we have a lot of reasons why we should be angry and why we should be upset. But at the same time, the biggest thing for us is to control us. We get mad talking about, why is he doing this? I was good. I was that. You can't control what other people do, but you can control how you react to it. And I tell this to people all the time. I'm like, if you allow them to upset you, make you sad, make you mad, make you cry, you still giving them the power. You're giving them your energy. Is your energy worth your happiness? And I mean, it took me years.
A lot of things in this life is done to get a reaction out of you. It's outside forces trying to manipulate your energy, trying to manipulate your emotion, trying to manipulate your reaction. That's a lot of the stuff in this world. Like how, you know, people get that angry black woman car as soon as a black woman gets mad. But if it's another race of woman getting mad, it's just a woman that's mad, not an angry white woman, an angry Spanish woman. But when a black woman get mad, it's like, oh, all black women is angry. And it's gotten to the point where, unfortunately, a lot of our misguided men fall into that, and they believe it. Like, well, I don't think black women, because they be like, excuse me, I've dated multiple races of women, and people are angry, so I don't understand what you mean by, you don't date black women, because that race is angry. So, to me, that's just like a scapegoat, and I personally don't go for it. As a brother, that's for the sisters. But it's just, my mama is black. I would never down our black women. No matter who you can choose to date anybody of any race, but don't ever down your own race while you're going. You should never do that.
Exactly. As a man. You should never. So, what is black energy to you?
Well, it depends on the context that we're speaking of. You talking about black energy as a people, like the energy we have from brother to sister, from brother to brother, or you mean black energy as in positive, negative?
Positive, negative.
Black energy, and that's positive. Oh, black energy is like the equal energy. That's the manipulative energy. That's all that. That's all of that bad stuff we've been talking about. Black energy is the energy that can make you have a screw face over something stupid. Black energy is when somebody cut you off in the road, and you instantly just, you upset because this person just did something so stupid on the road, and you ready to just rear end them and crash and fight and all of that. That's that black energy. That's it.
All right. But no, let's talk about, on a serious note, what is black energy as us as a people, and how can we protect our energy and what's left of it? Because I feel like it's dwindling as we get older and our generations are starting to mix.
I don't think so. I think black energy as a race, it's as strong as ever. I think, you know, black people can always be more united. But black energy is going to always be, it's always going to be prevalent, because one thing about black people is we are the culture in America. So we talk about African American, we talk about, I'm not talking about the blacks in the motherland in Africa, I'm talking about the blacks here in the States. We are the culture. Everything we do is emulated by mainstream America, aka white culture, from our music to our dance to you know, everything, all of that. When you see all these other races say bruh, and you see all these other races call each other the N-word as a term of endearment, That's we the culture. We drive. We the driving force. Everything to fashion, to style, everything, music. We driving force of all of that. It's just important that us in this generation, we can't forget that we are the most intellectual. They want to be like us. They'll never admit that. You can call. You can go to one of your Spanish friends right now and say, "Yeah, bro, yeah, you want to." Like us, they will be imminently defined that they want to be like us. I'm like, yeah, let's call me the N word. Y'all ain't never been an N word. Where you get that from? That's us. The way you wearing your jeans, that's us. The way you wearing your shirt, that's us. The way you get your mind back to Atlanta, straight up, black person, that is us. They'll never admit that. We the culture. We the culture.
So as a black community, how can we protect that energy without starting a war?
That don't start a war. To me, you continue doing what we're doing. We the culture, right? Like I've been saying. But the important part of it is we just got to pass certain stuff down to our kids. Another thing that's different is our generation is actually breaking a lot of generational curses. We're doing a lot of things different with our kids. We're not, such as, I'll give a great example, such as religion. Most black people in America, we pretty much all Christians. Some variation with some form of the, I'm not saying at this moment, I'm saying that's how we grew up. We grew up with some form of Christianity. Most black Americans, and as we got older, a lot of us seeing the light and calling out the differences or the fallacies in that in that religion in general. And we're all telling each other, you know what? I'm not gonna make my kid go to church every Sunday. I'm not gonna teach my kid this. I'm actually gonna teach my kid to be more of a free thinker and pay for themselves. Conclusion and determination on what they think a quote-unquote God isn't what it is in that situation, just all together. Growing up, I didn't know the black person that wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I was a former Christian. And the generations before us, you pretty much, hey, this is what it is, this is what it's taught to us, this is in the book, this can't be possible for it to be a talk to us from down to slavery, it can't be. And we switching that up on me personally. Not teaching that to my kids. Me personally.
Well, I feel like also a lot of us are breaking that stigma about mental health and actually going out and seeking mental health advice when something's wrong versus, you know, sitting here and letting God handle it. I'm a big advocate on it. I tell people, like, there's nothing wrong going to go seek a therapist. There's nothing wrong to go talk to nobody.
There's nothing wrong with that. And another thing that we have to do, stop doing as a people, is stop just sitting on your butt. But whatever the situation is, stop sitting on your butt and saying, God gonna handle it. No. You got a mental health issue that you need help with. Get up, go get the proper help that you need. Go see a therapist, go see a doctor. But sitting on your butt and I'm gonna, God got me. God, no. You got to get the help that you need. And that's another problem with, and I know this is a different topic and subject, but that's another problem with the system that we grew up, most of us grew up knowing, which is, you know, the Bible and Christianity and all that good stuff. So everything, God is going to handle everything. So, you know what, you got to get up and you got to get stuff done yourself. Nobody just going to come down and save up all of the many issues that we have as individuals. There's no person that's coming down. You have to go and fix things, get stuff done yourself.
And that's honestly the best way to end up protecting your energy and protecting you. So it is to make sure that you end up taking accountability of what you can and can't control.
Absolutely.
So now here's the...
Don't allow to be your scapegoat. Don't say, oh, I'm depressed, and I'm in a bad place in my life, but God gonna see me through it. Okay, but what have you done to get through that situation? Oh, nothing. I just sat down on the couch every day and got more depressed and kept saying that God gonna see me through it. If I believe it with every fiber in my body, if I have faith, then it's gonna change. No, No, what's going to change is you getting up and you putting in the work to make a change on anything in your life. You have to get up on anything going on in life and not rely on every belief that you believe in. To me, it's like when you rely on that kind of stuff or certain things, it's crippling to you. It's crippling to you. And us being black people in the black community, the black community don't believe in therapy and doctors and psychiatry and none of that stuff. And that, as the community, as the, and I'm talking about generations before us, the generation that we're in now, as I said, we're actually wiser and help. You know what I'm saying? For the situations that they may have. You know, you tell a black parent, you let's say bipolar, my ass, damn bipolar. Been bipolar them bitches. And that's the end of that. You know, some kind of joke or what have you, or it's just kind of like swept under the rug or not seriously. And I mean, that generation, we're doing a job looking that serious. So if we continue to do that and we continue to pass these things to our children, that's also another thing that we can do to protect our black energy amongst our black selves and our black culture, but our black America.
So here's the thing, though. Now you kind of brushed up on what I was going to talk about next. When it comes down to transferring your energy or to recharge others, because as humans, we do like having that companionship to recharge our battery. Whoever our partner is, we would like to end up using them to recharge our battery. How can your energy be transferred to other people to uplift other people? I know for me, I tend to be a good listening ear. I end up being there for people when they need somebody just to kind of listen out to their problems and give suggestions. What is other ways that we can go ahead and project good energy on other people?
Be yourself, man. The most genuine way you can project good energy to other people is literally to be your most authentic and genuine self. And that's just putting it general. Because if you say you personally, you're a good listener, and that's how you project your energy on other people, then that's just you being your authentic self. That's just you being you. Like, you being your most authentic self in your truest space. If you be the true version of you to people, you'll project the most positive energy you possibly could. Me being my authentic self, I'ma make jokes, I'ma be goofy, I'ma make you laugh, I might roast you, I might whatever. Tell you point blank, you don't look at somebody else, hit you with that boy. You know what I'm saying? I might hit anybody. And that smile that I just projected on you, I've had people tell me that a joke that I made for me was nothing, but a joke that I made have made their day. I've had people tell me that on multiple occasions. And to me, that's like all the validation that I see. Like, I'm funny naturally, but I do it really because I want to see other people laugh and I just want to make other people laugh. So me, I just have the natural point, the natural will to smile, because to me, smiling is just like the most positive thing you can do in its simplest form throughout the day.
True. Just be your true self.
It's going to be different for everybody, but just to be your most authentic self, and it's going to work. That's how you can do it. Nothing fake. Nothing stepped on. All real, all authentic. Too many people scream they real, but if you really real, you don't have to say it. You just be you.
That's true. So, even then, I end up telling people, I tell people all the time, even when I'm hurt, I'm still trying to be the most true and authentic version of myself, because at the end of the day, if a moment I'm hurt or I'm in pain or I'm feeling sad or upset, life still keeps going on. And that moment's temporary. So I try to end up being my true self every single day. And even then, people are like, why are you so bubbly when you come to work? I was like, shit, I got a job. I'm happy I have one. Some people out in this world don't have a job. They can't be working.
Exactly.
And they're like, you're so friendly to everybody, even if they mean. I was like, because shoot,
You don't know. You might be the first human interaction that person had the whole day, especially in the industry we work in.
Exactly. Yep. And it's a silver lining to everything. You can literally go to work every day. You can hate your job. But the silver lining is, you know what? You got a job. You got a job making X amount of dollars, because no matter what job you have, there's somebody who's got a worse job that they hate even more than you. And there's somebody who doesn't have a job, who needs a job, and there's just always somebody who is less fortunate than yourself. So it's always a silver lining in every situation. Always. And you got to look for that. If you're really looking for true positivity, true positive energy in your life, look for the silver linings in the worst situations. Look for the silver linings. A lot of people, we got this virus going on, and it's unfortunate. We got a lot of people that's, you know, being laid off from jobs and jobs, and it's a bad situation. But I guarantee you, I put my money on it, that somebody within them losing their job in this situation, they're going to find their true calling in life, and it wasn't that job that they just got gone. They're going to find their true calling, and that's going to be what they're going to pursue next. Now that you lost your job, you don't have something to lose to go pursue what you really want to go pursue. So the silver lining for them is they got to find their authentic self and their real calling in life.
Yep. And a lot of these artists, these local artists and these creators and stuff, they're having an opportunity. They at home, they don't have no excuse on why they can't start new projects. They don't have no excuse on anything. This might be that time for them to drop that fire, you know, mixtape.
If you are a local artist in anything, and if you have a talent that a lot of us aren't blessed with, and you just lost your job, and you are a singer, a rapper, an actual artist, a tattoo artist, whatever it is that you do, and even if you didn't lose your job, even if you off work for the next 2 weeks, why not use this 2 weeks of a quote-unquote vacation to further your talent and your craft? If you can draw, that's something I can't do. You got a talent I don't got. You can sing, you got a talent I don't got. Maximize on that. That's what I would do. Find yourself.
Exactly.
I was low key kind of hoping for just a little bit off, just so I can get some stuff done. I know I couldn't get done while I was working, or I might be able to get done, but you know it would cost me to stay up all night. But find it and use the extra time. Maximize that time. Don't just sit down and let that time be idle time.
Exactly. And even then, this is an opportunity for people to go and see those people that they've been saying that, hey, I haven't had enough time to spend time with you. And now you have no excuse on why you can't go see that person unless they sick. But, I mean...
Unless they sick, that's kind of
an
excuse right there.
That is, I mean, that'd be the only real excuse. But even then, I mean, like, honestly, if it's to the point where you kept saying, man, I really miss my friend. I miss my friend. I want to go see him. Now's the opportunity to go see them. It's the time to go and, you know, hang around those people that you want to hang around and kind of do the things you want to do, because most of the places are closed because they don't want a whole bunch of people gathering there. But other than that, you can do a lot of stuff at home. Hang out with people. I know a lot of these sketch artists and stuff, they making a racket on this right now. So, no reason, no excuse. This is still an opportunity. You can still apply for school online. You can do online classes right now.
Yeah, very true. It's always avenues. We just got to find them. A lot of times it's just not easy. A lot of us, myself included, we've all been there where, you know, the path or the road might get a little hard and we just give up. But sometimes when it get hard, you just got to jump over that wall, because that's your test right there. Once you get past that test, that was your path to greatness right there, as long as you didn't give up on it. A lot of people gave up right there before they got to the finish line, and they never became what they were truly supposed to become.
I tell people all the time, the only person who is affecting your energy the most is you. There's no excuse on why you can't do the things that you need to do in life. If anything, if you want to sit here and say, well, I can't do it because my kids, that's not an excuse. You made one, you put it on them, and the real reason that you ain't go do what you need to do is because of you, not because of the kids, not because of work, not because of a boyfriend. What held you back was you.
Yep. Totally agree.
A lot of people got to end up sitting here and they have to look at it as this. You are the in control of you. Nobody else is. That is it. Point blank. Yep.
A lot of people got spouses that hold them back. Girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, whatever. And even though your spouse is the one holding you back, it's still on you because you got the power, the ability to cut that loose for your own peace and positivity to stop holding you back.
So protecting your energy.
I've been spouses that held me back before.
True. So here's the deal. We've talked about protecting your energy. We've talked about changing your mindset. Now your emotional energy. We'll wrap up with that. How do you protect your emotional energy?
You mean me in particular, or like in general? How does one?
Let's say on a guy's perspective, how would you protect your energy?
The proper way, or how do we do it? The improper way.
Let's do the improper way and then lead into what is the proper way to handle this.
Okay. A lot of just from me being a man my entire life, having male friends, right? You gotta say your entire life in 2020. But having male friends and male cousins, male robots, etc. The improper way we protect ourselves is we try to detach emotion. I can speak from the black perspective. You actually taught to detach emotion from yourself at a young age, and you don't even really realize it. You know, when you're crying and they sit there and tell you, stop crying, wipe your teeth, it's poisonous, cry, you know, man up, you know, so that kind of translates over the relationships, and a lot of times people in a relationship, or not even relationships, it might just be a little situation or whatever it is you got going on. Y'all have different levels. I've got to go on. But that affects that because a lot of us don't know how to properly direct our emotions. We don't know how to properly read emotions. A lot of us from the opposite sex, we don't know how to properly communicate a lot of us, because a lot of us is taught that you, the man is supposed to be communicated a certain way, the man is supposed to do this. But you know, you can't ask any black man, is it okay to cry? No, man, no. It ain't no funeral, man. I ain't crying. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we taught. That might not necessarily be the most proper way. It ain't, but it is what we are. So the only thing we can do, if you 25, 30, you know, it might be a little too early to get that mindset out of your head, cause for yourself. But you can change it when you raise your son. You can let your son know it's okay to cry. It's okay to, in certain situations, it's okay to do this, it's okay to do that. But we just mold at a young age to not. It can't. How many of us males have had a female that you've been in a relationship with, and she'll tell you that, oh, I've never seen him cry before, not once, when somebody died. We don't express our emotions like that. When we believe that that's like a woman thing to cry, to be sad, you know. And if you're going through a struggle, you can't sell it. You just gotta act like nothing going on. Just stay in top of it. You know, you gotta be strength. Exactly. Yeah, you gotta build the ass off your chest, Superman. That's how we always gotta appear. I ain't gonna lie, that's even in my head. Like, you never notice something going on, but you'll see me smiling, making jokes as I normally would. You wouldn't see the difference, because it's just how I was just taught growing up, that you just can't wear your emotions with your sleeve like that, because they're gonna see you as weak and they're gonna jump on it. That's the wrong way. And the right way, I'm not necessarily saying I'm not necessarily saying be the sensitive dude that when the sun come out, just start, I'm not saying that, but at the same time, it's got to be a happy medium in between what we was talking went up and what it really should be. It's got to be a medium in between that. It can't be, you know, you always got to be tough and, you know, good emotions. You know, we got to be rah-rah. Gets in the way of that. Somebody step on your shoes, but you do it. In our culture, maybe not you personally, but in our culture, somebody step on your shoes, you ready to fight, even though it was an accident. We got to change that amongst ourselves. Why you want to fight your brother for stepping on your shoes for, man? It ain't that big of a deal. You know he ain't do it on purpose. You know that. Come on now.
Exactly.
We got to change our mind. We gotta change. It start with us, man. We gotta change our mindsets, man. You gotta break a lot of stuff that was generational, that you know, that wasn't broken before. You know, that was our dads and our granddads, you know, them before them. You gotta break that.
I understand. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, it does start with us. In order to change things in our lives, it starts internally. And in order for us to actually do the things that we need to do, it starts with our mind. It starts everything in your component, but it starts with your mind. So in order for you to change things and you want things to be positive in your life and you want to start protecting your own energy, you got to start here in your brain and what your first thought in the beginning of the day is.
Yep, I totally agree, 150%.
So, I mean, I definitely 150%. Understand. But you had to know.
If it's people that's watching this podcast right now and some of this resonate with them, and they're the type of person that they wake up and they just got that dark cloud over their head. To you, I would say, you know, try to think different when you wake up in the morning. Try to think about something positive. Try to do something positive. Turn your favorite music on. Make a playlist when you wake up in the morning. The night before, make you a playlist of some things that you would love to hear when you first get up. Brush your teeth to that. Take a shower to that. I promise you, especially to all the fine women, cook some breakfast to that, dance to that. We appreciate y'all. But I promise you, more importantly than that, that's just joking a little bit, but I promise you, you know, your mindset is going to change when you wake up about the day. If you do something that small, it's just that. If it don't change, come back and see me about you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, like he was just stating, like I've been telling you guys for the last month and a half, you guys, just remember, your first thought of the day is what's going to end up dictating your whole day. Making sure that you stay hydrated. Yep. Practice good hygiene, especially in these trying times. Make sure you brush your teeth, you shower, you know.
Fellas, hold on, I'm going to end this real quick. Because this is a PSA. A lot of dudes need to know this. I'm going to put y'all up on some game. I'm going to get y'all a couple of extra women with this trick here. A lot of dudes do not own cologne. My dude, get you a cologne collection. Get you like two or three or four colognes, bruh. Smell different every day. Women love scents, bruh. I promise you. I promise you, dog. You're going to be winning. Get you some polo red, whatever, dog. You gon' women love smells, dog. I promise you. Hygiene. I know dudes that's 20 plus never owned cologne before. For me, that's like I don't understand how. Like, I do not. It's not like a money issue because I purchase other things. It's a priority issue. Fellas, priorities cologne.
Cologne is good for good hygiene, definitely for guys. Because I know some guys who won't change their drawers like two or three times in a week. And I just question their life. I'm just like, how are we friends?
Can't relate.
But.
I mean, I feel like saying the drawers should go without saying, but.
But you'd be surprised. This is why I tell people, you know. It's okay to not be okay. It's all right. But
Don't be trying to do them, dog. Don't be trying to do y'all dirty. No, he got five pairs of the same ones, dog. Don't be trying to do them, dog. Nah, don't be trying to play them. Nah, I ain't gonna let you sit there and do that. Well, we don't know everybody's situation. We don't know everyone's situation, but still, so D, you've been great.
I'm going to go ahead and finish out this podcast. I want to go ahead and let people know it is okay to not be okay. Stay hydrated. Make sure you practice good hygiene. Don't let everybody touch you, especially right now with this virus. If you're not feeling good, stay home and protect your energy. I will see you guys next Sunday. And if you guys really like D to come back, because, you know, he always speaks facts and speak life into me, we might be able to get him to come back.
Let me know. Let me know I'm here. I need you, boy. They call me D, the light-skinned genius. Just playing with y'all. But if y'all like y'all, boy, let me know. I'll pull up. I'll pull up. I got some time. I'll pull up.
All right. We'll see you guys next Sunday for the Sunday refresher so we can recap everything we talked about this month about energy. And I hope you guys have a blessed week.